When I was a kid, my neighborhood was summer camp. I spent hours climbing trees, playing follow the leader, and digging up my parents' backyard in a game of war, using berries off the bushes for ammunition. But for this group of fifth and sixth graders, it's a different world, literally.
We are on a mission to Mars.
Commission Commander Andy Rabb is leading a voyage to outer space from the Rochester Museum and Science Center's Challenger Learning Center.
Our job is to continue where the previous colonists on Mars have left off. And the previous colonists are a team of five astronauts who in the year 2040 have landed on Mars, and they've begun to establish a colony there.
20 junior astronauts sit in a room facing a projection of Mars on a large screen. After receiving their mission tasks, the crew splits into two groups. Half remain here on Earth in a simulated mission control room. The others are gearing up to board the Explorer 2 spacecraft, which will travel 44 million miles into outer space. But first, the rules.
Get after me. I promise.
I promise.
To obey all orders.
To obey all orders.
From my mission commanders.
From my mission commanders.
I promise to work well in my team.
I promise to work well with my team.
To accomplish the mission goals.
To accomplish the mission goals.
And I promise to complete.
And I promise to complete.
Without whining or complaining.
Without whining or complaining.
Every task.
Every task.
My parents give me.
My parents give me.
For the rest of my life.
The crew files into a dimly lit tunnel, wearing light blue smocks with space shuttle patches stitched over their hearts.
When you walk into the airlock, you do have to step up to get in. There's a little edge here. It's a tripping hazard, so just do watch your step. Once you're in the airlock, you are not allowed to lean on the walls, because those walls are going to rotate. They're going to spin. It whips out the old air, it funnels in the new purified oxygen, and no, it doesn't hurt, but you do have to cover your ears and hold your breath for 3 seconds. So you just go. Okay, take a deep breath, boys. Good luck.
And they're in.
Get ready, Charles.
Mission Control, this is Explorer 2. We're blasting off to
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hit it, Charles!
Oh, arms wave in the air and bodies rock side to side. The launch is successful.
Right now I'm decoding messages.
In the spaceship, Olivia Kostu has to crack Morse code to get the information her fellow astronauts hand her on post-it notes.
And then I type them in and I click the send button and I send them to Mission Control. It's really fun.
Kostu's sending updates about the safety of the environment in the space shuttle and the health of the astronauts.
Blood pressure results have been downloaded to your computer for Brecken. Over.
Down in Mission Control, 12-year-old Thomas Ford is keeping an eye on the astronauts' health.
The gravity can make your eyes shake around, and it can make it very hard to see and even make you legally blind if you don't receive medical attention during microgravity.
That sounds painful. But Ford has an important job, which he says is pretty cool.
Because you have all these problems to solve, and sometimes they are very hard, and often the first time you can't solve them, but when you do solve them, it's very rewarding, and you have fun doing it.
Megan Magaro says the best part of the mission is the probe.
It's like kind of hard to explain it. It's like something, we launch it from the spacecraft. And it goes down to whatever planet we need to go down to.
In other words, it's a machine used to explore Mars.
Then there's a glove box, and then you follow directions telling you what to do, and then you put your hands inside the gloves, and then you do things inside.
Things like examining the rocks and soil on the planet in search of a place for humans to live. Meanwhile, high school buddies Meshach and Quinlan design a new society.
School for the young people.
School. And Hall of Government, because there needs to be someone running it.
Yes.
And I think that's good. Okay. Shopping, unless you want to buy something. Yeah,
okay. Shopping would be good.
So now we need to check them all.
Heads raise and eyes peel open.
Hang on a second. second, guys. That's not supposed to happen. We've got a malfunction. Stand by.
Mission Control and Explorer 2, we've got a problem. We have suffered a circuit malfunction. The failsafe systems have shut down the engines. As you can see, we have been working on the circuits. Commanders, you and your crew can help. Please have them test your circuit replicas as a backup. Do you copy?
Yeah, we copy, Commander. We're going to get our teams working on this immediately. Just stand by and begin your diagnostic. Over and out.
You hold yours on A.
Some parents help out.
And hold A steady. A, B, light. Okay,
nope.
Move on. You can hold it on A.
There's the light.
No light. Okay, keep going. Okay.
Emergencies like circuit failures, sandstorms, and meteor showers are all a part of the space experience. Kids are encouraged to use teamwork to solve their problems.
Oh, wait. Yep. All right, so what do you write down?
A-M.
Excellent.
After checking and fixing this one, we're ready to bring the five astronauts in the Spirit One space shuttle home.
3, 2, 1, 0. Lift off.
I say,
come on, lift off.
Lift off, ladies.
Go.
They don't go.
What?
While I got in trouble for making my dad's lawn look like the turf at the end of a football game, this junior team of astronauts were rewarded with their NASA patch with the official blue emblem and red swoosh.
Mission accomplished.
Arlette Claire, WXXI News.